Chodesh Halvavus, Tuesday night, or Leches Shvat. Chodesh Halvavus, Shar Cheshbon HaNefesh, we're on page Resh Mem Beis, we're in the seventh Cheshbon, the seventh thing you have to think about, and really the seventh thing, which is so Meirich, is just about the spine, the backbone of the whole Sefer Chodesh Halvavus. That's the reason it's so long, rather. It's probably the longest one of all 30, because this is really the sefer that you have to think about. Before he just said you have to think about, you have to be amazed and think about and be nisragesh from. He talked about Hashem made your body and Hashem gave you seichel and Hashem gave us the Torah. Ofen Hashvi is the connection. This is the whole Shara Avodas Elokim is really crammed into the Ofen Hashvi. That what? That the gratitude has. What's supposed to happen? In the Chavis Halvavus' world, I feel so grateful to Hashem that I'm nichna to Him. I have kniya. I feel that, you know, what am I without Hashem? I would have nothing. Hashem created me. Everything that works. The thought I'm having at this very moment, as I'm talking about having the thought that I'm having, is from Hashem. My ability, that my blood is flowing through my body, my lungs are breathing. Everything is from Hashem. So I'm humbled. Kniya. It's not really humility. It's more submissiveness. I'm botel. I'm nothing without Hashem. And the payback is so what do I feel like? I feel nichna to Him, and that's the quintessential being an Eved Hashem. That's Avdus Hashem. The quintessential Eved is the one that feels bottled to the Adon, that I can't and I won't do anything without the Adon's permission. If everything I have is from Hashem, then how do I thank Him? How do I express my thanks? By showing that I'm Taka His Eved, that I acknowledge that it's from Him, and Mamela, I really don't have anything of my own. I'm just... My kaniyah is all I can have to offer Him. My feeling as an Eved. My feeling of being botel to Him, that I have nothing of my own, everything is from Him. So the acknowledgement of that is the only thing I have to pay Him back, so to speak, is my acknowledging that. And that's where our Avodas Hashem should spring from. The fountainhead of our Avodas Hashem should be our acknowledgement that everything we have is from Hashem. So the only thing that we have left is to be His Eved and to submit to His will. That's the only thing we have, because we don't have anything else. So that's what Ofen Hashvi is saying. And that's the Chavis HaLovus' world. To be grateful, to have a Koras HaTov. And it's so overwhelmingly encompassing everything. It's so overwhelmingly encompassing everything that the only thing I can offer Him in return, so to speak, is to acknowledge that it's so. And acknowledging it so says that I am completely bought out to Him and I can only do His will. On a smaller scale, on a minuscule scale, it's like when someone would save your life and you wouldn't know how to thank Him. So the only way you could, how can I thank Him? He saved my life. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? Buy him a thank you card. What's it called? What's the name of the company that makes all the cards? Buy him a Hallmark card. You know, thank you. So really, the only thing I can do is acknowledge that I'm in His debt. If that's all I can do, what am I going to do? I'm going to buy Him a kitchen set because He saved my life. So you do that, because you don't know what else to do. But Hashem doesn't need the kitchen set either. really the best thing you can do is the worst thing you can do is not acknowledge that he saved your life, like walk away from it, not even acknowledge it. Next time you meet him, you just walk by him and you don't even. And the only thing you really can give him, and the most important thing, is to acknowledge, to be moda that it's so, that you owe him your life. So now what? Okay, you owe him your life, but that acknowledgement is all Hashem wants from us. But with Hashem, it's so all-encompassing that it follows in its wake that we're his eved, so we do what he says. Because everything we have is from him. So that's the Chayvus Halvavus in a nutshell. So, and that's what he says here in the Ofen HaShvi'i, to think about, to realize and be makabel on yourself, Chovas Ha'adnus L'Boro Yisala, and that's what Perek, that's what Shara Shlishi is all about. That's Shara Vodas Elokim. And he says, and you will be able to make such a cheshbin when you think about the constant tova that Hashem does for you, and he's chomel on us, and he gives us everything, and everything you need, you have. Not everything you want, everything you need. And he takes care of your body, even though there's bacteria all around, and there's germs all around, and there's all sorts of things all around. And he gives you seichel, and he teaches you us Torah, he gives us the Torah. We have to be especially thankful. The bottom line will start from Reish Mem Beis, the last line, V'ofan Yisuyeyu B'chinoso, and the fact that he gives me Bechira. I acknowledge the Tova involved in giving me Bechira, letting me choose. But Meshehiter Lo Lishtamesh, we're on the top of Reish Mem Gimel now, the top line. But Meshehiter Lo Lishtamesh, B'machshavosov, Irhurov HaTovim V'Harom, I have Bechira. I could make decisions, and it's a very powerful force. A person could. When the Nochash said to Adam HaRishon, V'yisam kelokim yodei tov ra. Right? You'll eat from the Eitz Hadas, and you'll have a sharply defined, like, Bechira. We're not sure what Bechira was before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, but afterward, it was Bechira as we know it. Ra and Tov, it's. So the Pasuk says, V'yisam kelokim, the Nochash enticed him by saying, V'yisam kelokim yodei tov ra. Rashi throws in two words that are very incongruous. Rashi says, Borei Olamos, you'll be like Hashem, you'll create worlds. The Pasuk says, Visam Kelokim Yodei Tov V'Ra. So I always understood that that's called you creating worlds. When you make decisions, if you have free will, it's a cardinal, it's a tenet of our faith that we have free will. We're not quite sure how that works. Because Hashem is so, but we'll assume we have free will, and if we have free will, we create worlds with our will. Whether it's as esoteric as the Nefesh HaChaim says it, that we mamish control all the olamos with our decisions. Well, stop. You're the creator of a new world. It's like you go to some off-Broadway plays. They let the audience write the ending. Like they stopped, you know what I'm talking about? Yeah. They stopped the play, and the audience like says what the ending should be, and then they continue to play on Peter audience. So that's what Hashem does. We're creating worlds. We make Bechira, and then the world picks up from there. Mamash like ghost plays. So the Hizbonim B'divrei Torah, and we learn Torah, and we get inspired and stimulated by the Torah. We learn what Hashem wants. We have to thank Hashem for the Torah. Otherwise, maybe, who says we would be like Avraham Avinu and figure out what Hashem wants from us and what he doesn't want from us? What he wants us to do, what he doesn't want us to do. Who said we'd be able to figure it out? That's amazing. You need like an Avraham Avinu could figure it out, not us. So when you think about it and you're overwhelmed with gratitude, third line on Reish Mem Gimel, Oz Yifne Kol Tzadik Gufo, so you will direct all of your actions, V'kochos Nafsho, B'meshayim Tzibochem, B'enei Rabo, v'korvehu elov. And you'll want to get close to him. You'll only want to do what he likes. V'yoser bo mosoch hasichlus me'olov. And you'll hope that Hashem will take away what blinds us, the Yetzer Hara blinds us. You remember the beginning of the Shaar, he compared people in this world to being in an eye hospital, and the doctor's going to open their eyes, but they don't want to, they think the doctor has it out for them, so they break, they're a bull in a china shop. V'yusalik mi'alein of matah, Yetzer achotet b'no v'nedvorm hamitiyim, v'yilbash mi'il yiroso v'habusha mi'ponov, you'll only want to do what is pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. You want to dedicate yourself to what's pleasing in the eyes of Hashem. You'll be zoiche to great benefits. It's like Hashem smiling at you. To be zochet to be close to Hashem and finding favor in His eyes and approval. You'll bask in His approval. Like I said, people want to bask in the approval of their parents. Usually, it's a thing in psychology that everybody wants their parents' approval. So that comes from Hashem. That comes from the father, the parents being a mini Hashem in our lives. So we want their approval. And really it comes from the more important koach that Hashem put into the Bria, that we want Hashem's approval. That's what he's saying. Okay, we'll stop here.